It's General Haig calling, sir.
Hello, Al.
President?
We got out of the meeting tonight. Their house is too busy, so...
Yes, sir.
But they're so delighted that we've invited, so we've got the best of both worlds.
That's right. Did you want to move up the department?
Well, I thought we would leave at 6.
Good.
And I would suggest that I'll ride over with Harlow. I'd like to chat with him a little.
Good idea.
And suggest that maybe you might swing by and pick up Connolly and take him over. What do you think of that? Or have Connolly, send a car and have Connolly go
fine
from the hotel, and then you go directly from here. Fair enough.
Okay, sir. Good.
We can, I was calling you about actually before I learned of the cancellation. I was just calling you to tell you not to come. Basically, you've got so doggone many things to do. You've sat through these horrendous sessions that I can handle. So, you have to go to every one. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Many times it'll be very important, but I'll let you know when I feel that you should get out of one. You know what I mean? Always be on the list, and I'll call you sometime and say, look, Dunlop or something. You know what I mean? We got other fish to fry here.
Absolutely.
We haven't heard from Dunlop yet, have we? Well, that's interesting, though, that Connolly, we'll chat about that a little on the boat tonight. Don't you think that's a good subject?
Yes, sir. I do.
And I want to get him nailed down and then have him work on Renfrey and some of these other wild hares. I want him on board on this.
There's no question about that. He's got to be a supporter throughout the community.
Yeah. And we'll consider some other things here. One thing that they ought to put in that talk that they don't have that they should develop, they want to put in the removal of tariffs, you know, and they put a list of things for the Congress to do. It's very thin at the present time. And the removal of all tariffs, which we sent down previously, but we can get that in there. And just get a hold of Dunlop and see if he can think of anything else in the food area other than... And I would simply state that we're going to license stuff abroad. You know, I'd put it so it's stronger than they must consult before they do it. Consultation sounds like a nothing.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
See? And I'd think of that, but Dunlop knows the problem. You say we want to put some stuff in here that really sings in terms of the food thing.
Okay, sir.
And tell Dunlop I want him to consider if we could freeze any prices in food. You know what I mean? Not freeze or... You know what I mean? Maybe soybeans and some of that junk.
Any commodities, yes.
Yeah. Some of the basic commodities. Just say that that'd be a good signal. Just throw a freeze on them. Take the heat from whatever labor's involved there, but just and the farmers, but do it.
All right, you're good.
All right, bye.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you.